Okay, so Maitreya's instructions are continuing. The creation of, again, the universal form. And then he gives a purport on the creation of the material form. And then this next section, very important concept. How does the pure soul become engaged in nescience? Same thing. How did the pure living entity in the spiritual world fall to the material world? And Prabhupada repeatedly speaks about this and says, there's only one cause. Misuse of free will. You and me, I know it's inconceivable, but at some point we all decided, what would it be like to be Krishna? And as soon as that desire arises, go ahead. Take birth in the material world. Imitate me. Try to be happy. See what it's like. Try to be me. And then, fortunately, after millions and millions of births, we woke up and realized, I don't want to be Krishna. I want to serve Krishna. And that is the way to go back to Godhead. When you have that service attitude. Okay, it continues. Vidura continues to ask Maitreya questions. And Maitreya explains how he received Srimad Bhagavatam. He explains his disciplic succession, how he heard it. Then it goes to details of Brahma's engineering. Notice I use the word engineering. Because the real creation is done by Krishna. Because Brahma does not create the ingredients. Just like, ladies, you are given flour, you're given all these things, vegetables, and with these ingredients you make nice dishes. But you didn't make the ingredients. You bought the ingredients from somewhere. You took the ingredients and made a nice meal. So in the same way, Brahma does not create the original 16 elements. That is done by Krishna. And with those ingredients, he engineers the creation or the manifestation of the universe. So this manifestation of Brahma from Garbhodakashayi Vishnu. We heard a little bit about that last night. Right? He woke up on top of a lotus flower, but that lotus flower comes from the navel of Garbhodakashayi Vishnu. So this section parallels what we heard last canto when Brahma got the four original nutshell verses of Bhagavatam. So this is, again, another description. And it says, Lord Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, he blessed Lord Brahma. What did he do last night? When Brahma finished his penances, what did Narayan do? Anybody remember? When Brahma finished his austerities, Narayan appeared to him and did what first? Shook his hand. Right? Yeah. And said, well done. And then, What did Narayan do? Anybody remember? What did Narayan do after shaking his hand? What did she say? I can't hear. Yes, showed by Kuntha, and then separately, what? Yes, but that was Krishna. Showing by Kuntha was Narayan, but Narayan cannot show Goloka. Only one person can show you Goloka. Krishna. All right, very good. Okay, next section. Lord Brahma divides the universe into the three sections. Upper planetary systems, middle planetary systems, lower planetary systems. We're going to hear about that tomorrow. When we get to the fifth canto, we're going to hear about those lower planetary systems. Especially my favorite chapter, the hellish planets. So that's tomorrow. Then the next section, eternal time and the 10 divisions of the creation. So this is technical. And I've broken this out into sections so that you should take these sheets home and then read these because they're very good. Then the next thing, the atom. Ooh. So the atom is not a new concept. The atom is here in Srimad Bhagavatam. Very interesting. The atom, time, duration of life, the yugas. How many yugas are there? 4 yugas. And then explanation of Brahma's day and night, and then Manu. Then we go to the nescient engagements. That's a very interesting thing, the nescient engagements. And then the first thing that Brahma creates, the 4 Kumaras. And when he creates the 4 Kumaras, they're young brahmachari boys. So Brahma is starting the creation. So he tells the Kumaras, I need you to create progeny. But the Kumaras say, no, we're not going to create progeny. We are going to engage ourselves in transcendental knowledge. So they refuse the order of their father. So when they refuse, Brahma gets angry, just like any father does when the child says no. The father gets angry. So out from his anger came Rudra, the appearance of Rudra. And so that, according to the Bhagavatam, is how Rudra appears in the material world, from the anger of Lord Brahma. Then Rudra, he expands, but all his expansions, what do? They start destroying the universe. So Brahma says, no, not now. That's later. So he tells Rudra, better you just perform meditation and chill out because it's not time. I want to create. You guys, I created the, and you're now destroying everything. So, okay. So then there's the description of Brahma's 10 sons plus one. That plus one is coming. And of the 10 sons, who was the best son? Narada. Very good. Narada is the best of the 10 original sons of Lord Brahma. And the plus one, we'll hear about that, Kardama Muni. He is the plus one. Then comes a very controversial section of the Bhagavatam. Yes, even the Bhagavatam has controversial subject matters. How is it you want to have sex with your daughter? That is a controversial point. But it's all resolved because Brahma takes a particular form. Because Brahma can create forms with different parts of his body. So he can also create by his mind. So this desire, he satisfies it in a certain way. This section, as I said, is controversial. We're not going to get into the details. That's for another time. Then comes the creation of the Vedas. So the creation of the Vedas is after hearing what yesterday? What did Brahma hear yesterday? Tapa. He heard tapa. And then what did he get from Narayan? What did he get? He got the 4 verses of Bhagavatam, Chatushloki. And with those 4, now he's able, he didn't know how to create. Right? That's why he did the tapa. Yes. So what did Narayan give him? 4 nutshell verses of Bhagavatam. But that's before the creation of the Vedas. So the original knowledge is Bhagavatam. That's an important point. The original knowledge, because you'll hear people say, oh, the original knowledge is the Vedas. No. Vedas comes after the 4 verses of Bhagavatam. So those four verses, that is the origin of all knowledge. So the creation of the Vedas. Our Brahma has only four heads. In other universes, Brahma has 10 heads, 100 heads, 1,000 heads. So it says the four Vedas, one came out of each of the four mouths of Brahma. Like that. And then the creation of Swayambhuva and Shatarupa. So Swayambhuva is the first of the 14 Manus. There are 14 Manus in one day of Brahma. So the first one is Swayambhuva and his consort Shatarupa. And they have 5 children. We'll hear about that. So the next section is Varaha Leela. That's the next thing in this third canto. The story of Lord Varaha. So it says here, Lord Boar saves the earth and kills Hiranyaksha. Because Hiranyaksha was the brother of who? Hiranyakashipu. So Hiranyaksha, he caused the earth to fall down into the Garbhadaka ocean by his nonsense activities. And this Hiranyaksha, he had defeated all the demigods because he was so powerful, getting a benediction from Lord Brahma. So Hiranyaksha was looking for a suitable combatant. So he approached Varunadev. And Varunadev was very smart. Humility. So what did Varuna say? Oh, you don't want to fight me. I'm old now. I'm no match for you. You need to fight somebody on your level. And Hiranyaksha said, yeah. Who is on my level? So, Varunadev said, yes, there's somebody. And he was coming very soon. And he will finish you once and for all. And Hiranyaksha said, bring it on. I am ready. So when the earth fell down to the Garbhadak ocean, the Lord, being very compassionate, he said, no, I can't have this. So he assumed, that's the key, he assumed the form of the transcendental boar. And he had tusks. And with those tusks, he dove into the Garbhadaka ocean and found the earth at the bottom. And with his tusks, he scooped it. And then he placed the earth just on top of the Garbhadak ocean and touched it and infused it his transcendental energy so it stay afloat. Then Lord Varaha began to fight Hiranyaksha. And it was, the fight is very nicely described in the Bhagavatam. It comes a little later, but since it says here the Lord and Hiranyaksha, I'm telling the story now. So there was a nice fight between Lord Varaha and Hiranyaksha. Then finally, the sages said, Lord, kill him now. Now is the time to kill him. So how did Varaha kill him? He did not kill him with his tusks. No. Lord Varaha did not have to exhibit that much energy. He simply slapped him on his ear like this. Boop. That's all it took to kill Hiranyaksha. Just like this. Boop. Then, after killing Hiranyaksha, then he pierced him with his tusks. Because some people think, oh, Hiranyaksha died by Lord. No. Just like this. Boom. That's all it took. Then he pierced him with his tusks. So, that's a very nice story. How did Lord Varaha appear? Yes. Very good. So, when Hiranyaksha was doing his atrocious activities, harassing everybody, the sages and demigods, they prayed to Lord Brahma, help us, help us. And Lord Brahma was thinking, how am I going to... And all of a sudden, while he was thinking, he felt something in his nose. and it was a little boar the size of his thumb. And then the small thumb-sized Lord boar began to expand till he became like a gigantic universal form. And everyone could realize, this is God. He has come to save us. Okay, so Vidura wants to know, how did these first two demons, because Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu were the first two demons in the universe. Yes? Yes? Kicked? Where'd you read that? I don't know about this. You have to show me this. I don't know where you're getting this from. We'll discuss that, okay? Govind? We'll have to, that sounds very, yes? Yes, one boar killed Hiranyaksha and the other boar scooped up the earth. And Maitreya amalgamated both stories into one. That's the explanation. There's also two Lord Matsyas also. But in the Bhagavatam, both stories are merged into one. Why? We'd have to do a lot of research. Yes. I don't know, I haven't seen it, so you'll have to do the research and come back to it. Find out when you go to Vrindavan. Okay, so Madhura wants to know how Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu came into being. So Maitreya says that Kashyapa, he has many wives, and one of his wives is Diti. And the other famous wife, he has other wives, but another famous wife is Aditi. So Diti, at one point, she became very, very agitated with sexual desire. And she couldn't control herself. And so she approached Kashyapa, but she approached him at the wrong time, sunset. And Kashyapa was trying to tell her, just wait a few moments. Now is not the time to engage in this. You have to control yourself. Right now it's inauspicious because at sunset, Lord Shiva is riding on his bull and he's accompanied by the ghosts and hobgoblins. So this is a very inauspicious time to conceive a child. But Diti was too much consumed with lust. She pulled on his cloth and forced him. And so he was obliged to engage in the act. And after the act, Diti felt remorseful. And she was very worried that she had offended Lord Shiva. And Kashyapa chastised her and said, yes, you will now give birth to a very demoniac, evil kind of child because of this sinful act. But, he said, your sons will be delivered by Prahlad. Because Prahlad was the reason why Hiranyakashipu was ultimately delivered. Yes, Prabhu. Kashyapa, he is one of the great Prajapatis in the universe. So you'll see Kashyapa appears throughout the Bhagavatam. So there are instances where he's with Diti, and there are instances when he's with Aditi. So that will come in the 6th canto and the 8th canto. He may be some partial incarnation of a certain potency, but he's considered one of the great Prajapatis. So the Prajapatis help Lord Brahma to fill the universe with living entities. Okay. So, Diti was pleased to find out that one of her sons although being killed by the Lord, and because of Prahlad Maharaj, because Kashyapa said, yes, your two sons will be killed by the Lord. So Diti was very, very pleased to know that, that at least my two sons will be killed by the Lord and thus delivered. Now, because these are the first two original demons in the universe, and Kashyapa is very, very powerful, so Diti keeps the two twins in her womb for 100 years. Can you imagine that? 9-10 months is enough, right? She kept it in the womb for 100 years. And it's explained that when it was time to give birth, there were all these natural disasters, earthquakes and hurricanes, and everything was going wild in the universe when she was about to give birth to the first two demons, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. They are the original terrorists. They are the founder acharyas of the demoniac, because all the descendants of Diti are known as Daityas. Right? So she is the mother of all the demons or Daityas, and Aditi is the mother of all the Devatas. Right? Especially the 12. Okay. So, when Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu are doing their nefarious activities, the demigods appeal to Lord Brahma to protect them. So then, the question arises, where did these two first demons come from? So, they come from an incident right here. The four Kumaras checked at the seventh gate. So before that, Brahma is explaining to the demigods. He explains to them Vaikuntha. He should know, right? Because in Canto 2, he had a tour of Vaikuntha. So he has first-hand experience. So he describes to them Vaikuntha, what it's like, how the Lord is situated, how there's all kinds of what kind of trees. Not only that, yes, tulsi, lots of tulsi, and there's bees. And in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, there's no dirt or dust, but still, everybody's dusting. Why? They want service. Because service is where you get the ecstasy. Just like all of our sponsors, our four sponsors. Takes a lot of work to do a program, doesn't it? But that's service. And by that service, you will be blessed. How is it? People say, time and time again, this Kundan has made great advancement. It's because of year after year after year of service. Is it right? Yes. Service. Kamlesh also has done so much devotional service for me and for others, putting out Prabhupada's message. That's service. So the more we do service, the more we become glorious. And the test of your chanting, how do you know that you're chanting nice? You have a service attitude. Why is Laguna Beach Sunday Feast so nice? Because of the nice service attitude of the cooks. Right? Yes. So service is what it's all about. And you know you're chanting good because you have a good service attitude. What's a good service attitude? A good service attitude is, you don't care whether you get this service or that service, you'll take whatever service you're given. Not that, no, I have to have microphone. That's the only service I want. Hey! No politics here. No politics. No, the real devotee is the one who's behind the scenes, does all the cleaning, right? All kinds of the background work. That's where you find the real devotee. Just simply wants to serve. Okay, so Brahma shows Vaikuntha, and then he tells the story how once upon a time those four Kumaras, they were the first creations of Lord Brahma, and they didn't want to engage in household life, so they kept themselves as small brahmacharis eternally. Pretty good, huh? To remain 5 years old. But they have great, they're actually considered Shaktivesh avatar. They're one of the seven Shaktivesh avatars. They are empowered with transcendental knowledge. So, the four Kumaras, they reach Vaikuntha. And there are seven gates. So they go through the first six gates, no problem. But at the seventh gate, they're checked. Just like now if you go to certain parts of Southern California and you try to enter, you're locked up and put away by ICE and all these other nasty people. Right? So, these two gatekeepers, Jai Vijay, they said, "Who are you? Where's your passport?" They wouldn't let them, and the four Kumaras were thinking, "We've gone through six gates. Who are you two to stop us?" So there was a big confrontation there. And the four Kumaras, they cursed Jai Vijay. Lord Narayan comes on the scene. And Lord Narayan, he calms everybody down. And Lord Narayan speaks so nicely to the four Kumaras. He says, "Oh, my servants have offended you. I feel so bad. I take it as my offense, because the way it works, the servant represents the master. So a good master takes responsibility for the servants." So Lord Narayan said, "That offense by my two servants, I take it upon myself. And you are great brahmanas. Oh, I feel so bad. In fact, I'm ready to lop off one of my arms, if necessary, to make up for my offense." Now, the four Kumaras, when Lord Narayan appeared, something happened to them. Up until this time, they were not devotees yet. But when Lord Narayan appeared, they could smell on his feet the tulsi and the saffron. Because that's what's placed on the Lord's feet. Tulsi and saffron. And when they smelled the aroma coming from the Lord's feet, something happened to them inside and they became devotees. And so they were actually ashamed that, "Oh, we should not have cursed your two servants." So, but Lord Narayan said no. So he told these two servants, "I give you a choice. You have to leave your posts and you have to take birth in the material world. I give you the choice. You can take seven births as devotee or three births as my enemies." Jai and Vijay, they said, "Oh, we want to get back as soon as possible." So they said, "We'll take three births as your enemies." So immediately, they fell. That's a controversial point, but that's how it's explained in Bhagavatam. Immediately they fell, and their first birth, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. That was the first birth. Second birth, Ravan, Kumbhakarna. Third birth, which we'll hear about on Saturday, Shishupal, Dantavakra. So, Hiranyakashipu was killed by Nasringat. Hiranyaksha was killed by Varaha. Ravan was killed by... Now, who killed Kumbhakarn? Lakshman killed Kumbhakarn? We've got to look that up. All right, that's homework. We got to look that up. Who actually killed Kumbhakarn? Do you know for sure? Oh, we got to brush up on our Ramayan. That's our next Saptaha. Ramayan Saptaha. Oh, he's looking it up right now. 9 days? All right. Even better. Okay, are you looking it up, Krishna Kumara? All right. So, those three births, and then Shishupal and Dantavakura killed by Krishna. Yes. Ultimately killed by Ram. So there it is, confirmed. Killed by Ram. Thank you. All right. So, that's how the Jai Vijay entered the material world. And then there's more elaborate description of the battle between Hiranyaksha and Lord Boar. And then at the end of that narration, Suta Goswami gives a benediction that anyone who hears the story of the killing of Hiranyaksha by Lord Boar gets a very special transcendental benediction. So there is benefit to reading Bhagavatam, because every so often at the end of the narration, either Shukadeva Goswami or Suta Goswami will say, and because you have heard this narration, you will get this benediction. So it's to your own vested interest to read Srimad Bhagavatam. Everybody chant the mantra.